Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Dr. Barbara Rembisa is here, too. Barbara's back. She is the founder and the CEO and the president of the International Association of Information Technology Asset Managers. Say that three times real fast. ITAM is the contraction. And she is an expert in all things technology, especially maximizing your technology. And she's here to talk to us about that very topic. Barbara, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me again. I enjoy your show very much.
Well, thank you. We enjoy having you on the show. You make it better. So, Barbara, first I want to say something that you and I've been talking about, and I've talked about with other people. Of course, the emergency folks, our doctors, nurses, law enforcement, et cetera, they're right out there with serious risk to their own selves in doing their jobs. But after them, surely the heroes of this coronavirus pandemic, certainly in America at least, are the technology experts who've kept us working, kept us connected. People and they're kind of hidden, aren't they? They're below the radar, and they need to be called out and recognized. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, they are the superheroes of business, and it's not just in America. You know, we're in 126 countries, so I hear it all over the world. Mm-hmm. That if it wasn't for the technology, their company would not have survived. And Jim, I've been saying that for years. Since technology has taken over businesses, you know, if CEOs don't start managing their technology like it's their business, mm-hmm. they're not going to have a business. And I think this pandemic really showed them that is the case. And so many technology people stepped up and really made this happen during this pandemic.
Well, I started my business 31 years ago, and my company was called Jim Blasingame and Associates, and my associates were a Macintosh and a laser printer and a telephone. And so, you know, if I had started my business today without the modern technology we have, I wouldn't have been able to have started that business because I relied on the telephone, but mostly I relied on being able to get out and go see people. And call on them and ask them for their business. And this would have been tough. So having the kind of capability we have has really saved us. As you and I talked about last time you were here, if we'd been hit by something like this 30 years ago, you know what? Even 20 years ago, it would have been. We don't even know that. We can't even compare this to the disaster that would have been. So good for you. Good for the people you represent. I not only know the heroes we're talking about. I write them checks, Barbara. So for whatever that's worth, I'm proud to support the work that they do for me. So let's talk about, though, something that I know that you spend a lot of time working on. You're a pro at this, and that's helping people get their technology assets, their technology infrastructure, the technology investment in the right, you know, organized the right way and allocated the right way. And I was reminding them before you got here that everything that you did in January has got to be recast for the post-pandemic era, especially in the area of customer expectations, and that includes our technology. What do you think?
Oh, I absolutely agree with that. You know, post-pandemic, we really don't know what that's going to look like yet. You know, are we going to have a second wave? I keep hearing people talking about the second wave. You know, are people going to come back to the office? If they do, what are you going to do with that extra equipment? Mm-hmm. Are you going to donate it? Are you going to save it because you're worried about going back to work at home. I've seen companies already go back to the office and have to turn around and immediately go back to a work at home situation. And they had already gotten rid of a lot of their equipment right away. So, you know, planning and having a strategy for the going back to work is going to be imperative to get through this. You know,
well,
I know a bank
that a community bank. I was told this week that back in the 1st of April, they had to place an order for 130 laptops that they didn't know they were going to need the 1st of March. and all of a sudden their people are home with those laptops. So if they come back, you know, what do they do with all those laptops?
Well, exactly. A lot of companies are facing that, and that's 100. I mean, imagine 5,000,
right?
Or 7,000 if you're a larger company. And what are you going to do with those laptops? Are you going to donate them? Are you going to make sure that kids that don't have technology are you going to bridge that technology divide and get them into hands of kids that need them? Are you going to put them in a closet somewhere and just kind of wait and see if another pandemic's going to happen? So, you know, planning that strategy is going to be very, very critical in the coming months, not only for your business, but for the whole industry, whatever industry you're in, because you can really give back at this time, but you have to be cautious about it. And you know, it's not just hardware. You got to look at your software licenses. You know, that's a very critical part. That's tens of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, for small companies.
So
what they're paying for.
The two areas that you got to focus on for your asset allocation, your tech asset allocation, is number one, keeping your operation going, obviously, and making that gen work. But it's got to be heavily focused on, the other half is heavily focused on, what are your customers expecting from you? And by now, Barbara, we ought to be getting a look at that. We ought to be able to tell by now what kind of connections, what kind of behavior customers are going to expect from us from a technology standpoint. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think at the beginning, there was a lot of patience with companies getting up and going.
That's not going to be the case in a couple of months, though. Hold on to that thought, Barbara. I'm going to let you finish that question and answer after the break. It's 20 after. Right back with Barbara Rambisa, IAITAM. That's the initials for her organization. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.